There is only one way to enter such a place as this. Enter with shouts of Hosanna. Today, with palms in our hands, we will welcome the Christ, the King of Glory, now riding on a donkey. We witness also the passion and death of the Christ on the cross, knowing that by his death and resurrection, we have eternal life. We are resurrection people. Good morning. Welcome to all worshiping here with us today at Concordia. If you would please, we'd invite you to sign the attendance pads that are found at the ends of the pews in the toward the center aisle. I'd like to highlight a few announcements. A small group has been meeting on Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. here at Concordia, living out our faith. Is meeting and they'd like to invite others to join their group. Please come and see where your faith may lead you. Breakfast is provided, and questions, you can contact Sue Evans. This week's services are listed in the bulletin. We have Monday, Thursday service here at Concordia on Thursday at 7. The Good Friday services will be at St. John's Lutheran Church in Prairie du Sac. And those times are 1 o'clock and 6:30. Then on Sunday morning, join us next week for 8 a.m. early Easter service led by the youth. Following that will be a breakfast in the fellowship hall and our regular service time at 10:30 for Easter service. Also this week, today, we have community meal beginning at 4 o'clock here in the fellowship hall. And this week on Tuesday, the staff parish relations committee is meeting at 7. Irene has an announcement for us.
How many of us have gone to camp in our lives? Raise your hand. How many of us have had fun at camp? Raise your hand. Camp is fun. We're going to have camp with no pool, with no hiking. It's going to be the community camp here at Concordia. It's our first one. We're inviting all kids that are going to be going to grades first grade through sixth this fall. We can host up to 40 kids. Tell all your friends. Have them come. We have registration forms out in the fellowship hall for you. And as like with baptism, we all took the oath that we're going to support our children. It takes a village to support children, to grow children. And with that, we need volunteers. First, I want to thank those who have offered to host our four counselors that are coming from other camps to lead us in this program, and the volunteers who have already come forward to provide food and snacks. We are looking for more food and snack people. We need Thursday and Friday snacks provided. We need small water bottles for the kids. We need things for the activities so that the host families don't have to keep them busy the whole time because they're going to keep them overnight. We need somebody that maybe hosts a meal for them or take them on an adventure that evening. Just spread the word to everybody. If you would like to volunteer, please see Sue Evans or Layla. They'll be more than happy to put your name on the list. We're looking forward for this new ministry as we ask for prayers and to see our publicity appear on Facebook. Please share with everybody else, neighbors and friends, to participate. We're also looking for our teenagers to take part of this. They can also help with our Silver Cord Award. Again, camp here at Concordia. So exciting. Come join the fun. Thank you.
Well, mine's not quite that exciting, but it is exciting. Starting on Tuesday, there's a new workshop called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. It's at the community center. It starts at 1:30. It goes till 3. If you are a caregiver of anyone, a parent, a spouse, a child, if you are a caregiver, you need to take care of yourself before you can be effective to help someone else. This workshop will help you take care of yourself. It'll give you tips, it'll give you ideas, and it will give you a place to vent that is confidential. Problems you have, we've all had them, and we can help you solve them. I would urge and encourage anyone who is a caregiver to be at the community center at 1:30. I happen to be a facilitator. I took the class. It meant so much to me that I said I wanted to teach it. It has helped me more than any other class I've ever taken. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
As you came in this morning, you may have noticed a new piece of furniture. out in the hall gathering area where the doors come together and before you come into the sanctuary. We want to thank Scott Neal for building that. That will be a welcome center. Are there other announcements? Then please stand as you are able and join in singing our opening hymn, King of Kings, number 2075 in the black hymnal. You may be seated. Today we recall the events of the first Holy Week so many years ago. This is how it began. After Jesus said this, he continued on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As Jesus came to Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there. When you enter it, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'Its master needs it.' Those who had been sent found it exactly as he said. As they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'Its master needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the colt, and lifted Jesus onto it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road. Right at the crest where Mount Olives begins its descent, the whole crowd of disciples burst into enthusiastic praise over all the mighty works they had witnessed. Blessing on the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens. Come from the city streets. Come from the country roads. Come from your busy homes and places of business. Come, lay down your sorrows and worries. Let everyone join in joyful song. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Please stand and join in singing, Filled with Excitement, number 279 in the red hymnal. Thank you. Please join me in our prayer that is printed in the bulletin. Holy God, be with us as we journey with Jesus. Come to us, God, that we may fully experience your presence. We are with the crowd celebrating Jesus. Sit with us as we remember Jesus' last supper with his disciples. Wait with us as we remember Jesus praying in the garden. Stand with us as we remember hate and anger as Jesus was condemned to death. Hold us up as we remember how Jesus' life was poured out. Walk with us, O God, as we walk with Jesus to the cross. Amen.
You may be seated.
Our service is a little bit not the usual one for this morning. So we invite you to join in the chorus, giving honor to Jesus Christ and offering praise to him. Let us also offer our gifts for the coming of the Lord. Lay your treasures at his feet. I invite the ushers to come forward. Let us pray together. Holy God, we give thanks for your saving love made known to us in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. May these gifts signify our commitment to you and to the gospel revealed by your Son, Christ Jesus our Lord. Receive these offerings and lead us in his path. Bless these gifts that they may bring life on earth as in heaven. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Dean Gilding is a part of our worshiping community from time to time, and he's asked us to pray for him. He's having some difficulties with bleeds in his brain, and this has been kind of a lifelong ongoing issue for him, but he asked for prayers. Are there other people or situations that you would lift for our prayer today? Yes. Okay, tell me her first name again.
Sarah.
Okay. Yes, thank the Lord. Yes, welcome home. Let us pray. Gracious God, for 6 weeks we have been on this Lenten journey, and you have been right here with us in our discipline and devotion, with us in our weakness and our failure, with us in our fear, and with us in our hope. We have so many mixed feelings inside of us on this day that we remember Palm celebrations as well as Passion. We remember Jesus' triumphant entrance into Jerusalem with people shouting praises and waving palm branches. And we join with them with our own praises. And yet, we remember that this wonderful parade becomes another kind of parade before officials and booing crowds. As we spend this final week with Jesus in Jerusalem, we are amazed once again by his gentle spirit and his fierce determination as he confronts those who challenge him. He confronts our own stubbornness and our defiant wills. As he cares even for those who hate him, we are challenged to love as he loves. As he bears witness to your kingdom, our eyes are open to your presence all around us. As he moves with resolve toward his destiny, we find ourselves struggling to understand why it has to be this way. God, the journey is not just about the destination. It is about each step along the way. The journey is blessing in itself with its joys and its sorrows. Help us to be attentive to each step. In the darkness and in the light, help us to fully experience all that we encounter, the good and the bad, for in it we discover you. We know that there is so much joy in this life, and we give you thanks for our blessings, for safe journeys. And yet we know there are still so many in need of hope in our world, in need of your grace in our world, and in need of your love in our world. There are those who are in need of your healing touch, your healing spirit, and so we pray today for Dean and for Sarah. Enter our lives again this day, our churches, our cities, our countries. Heal us and transform us, renew us, draw us closer to you, and bind us so close to Christ that we may turn our hearts and our minds to all that he has experienced. Hear us now as we join our voices to his, praying as he taught us, Our Father.
Thank you.
A reading from Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The next hymn, the words of the next hymn are printed in the bulletin.
Through these weeks of Lent, we've been invited to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our might. And we all find that easier to do sometimes than at others. We begin with today with the celebration of the palms, and we can get into that. We can celebrate, we can feel the joy, and we can feel that hopeful triumph as Jesus comes in into Jerusalem. And we can be seduced into thinking that everything's going to be all right according to what we expect. Now, things are going to be all right. But it's not going to happen the way that we expect it. And so there is always a challenge that we face when our expectations and our hopes are challenged. And that is the story of Christ that we hear now.
When the time came, Jesus took his place at the table, and the apostles joined him.
I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I won't eat it until it is filled in God's kingdom.
After taking a cup and giving thanks,
take this and share it among yourselves. I tell you that from now on I won't drink from the fruit of the vine until God's kingdom has come.
After taking the bread and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them.
This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
In the same way, he took the cup after the meal.
This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But look, my betrayer is with me. His hand is on this table. The Christ goes just as it has been determined. But how terrible for that person who betrays him.
They began to argue among themselves about which of them it could possibly be who would do this.
What wondrous love is my soul, oh my soul, what
An argument broke out among the disciples over which one of them should be regarded as the greatest.
The kings of the Gentiles rule over their subjects, and those in authority over them are called friends of the people. But that's not the way it will be with you. Instead, the greatest among you must become like a person of lower status, and the leader like a servant. So which one is greater, the one who is seated at the table or the one who serves at the table? Isn't it the one who is seated at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are the ones who have continued with me in my trials, and I confer royal power on you just as my Father granted royal power to me. Thus you will eat and drink at my table in the kingdom, and you will sit on thrones overseeing the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, look. Satan has asserted the right to sift you all like wheat. However, I have prayed for you that your faith won't fail. When you have returned, strengthen your brothers and sisters.
Peter responded, Lord, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and to death.
I tell you, Peter, the rooster won't crow today before you have denied three times that you know me. When I sent you out without a wallet, a bag, or sandals, you didn't lack anything, did you?
Nothing.
But now whoever has a wallet must take it, and likewise a bag, and those who don't own a sword must sell their clothes and buy one. I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in relation to me. And he was counted among criminals. Indeed, what's written about me is nearing completion.
They said to him, Lord, look, here are two swords.
Enough of that.
Jesus left and made his way to the Mount of Olives, as was his custom, and the disciples followed him. When he arrived,
pray that you won't give in to temptation.
He withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed.
Father, if it is your will, take this cup of suffering away from me. However, not my will, but your will must be done.
Then a heavenly angel appeared to him and strengthened him. He was in anguish and prayed even more earnestly. His sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. When he got up from praying, he went to the disciples. He found them asleep, overcome by grief.
Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray so that you won't give into temptation. Go to darkest heavenly, ye that feel the tempter's power, your redeemer. Watch with him one bitter hour. Turn not from his griefs away. Learn of Jesus Christ.
while Jesus was still speaking, a crowd appeared, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him.
Judas, would you betray the Christ with a kiss?
When those around him recognized what was about to happen, they said, Lord, should we fight with our swords? One of them struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear.
Stop! No more of this!
He touched the slave's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come to get him,
Have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a thief? Day after day I was with you in the temple, but you didn't arrest me. But this is your time when darkness rules.
After they arrested Jesus, they led him away and brought him to the high priest's house. Peter followed from a distance. When they lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant woman saw him sitting in the firelight. She stared at him and said, This man was with him too. But Peter denied it, saying,
Woman, I don't know him.
A little while later, someone else saw him and said, You are one of them too.
Man, I'm not.
An hour or so later, someone else insisted, This man must have been with him because he's a Galilean too.
Man, I don't know what you are talking about.
At that very moment, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter, and Peter remembered the Lord's words.
Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times.
And Peter went out and cried uncontrollably. The men who were holding Jesus in custody taunted him while they beat him. They blindfolded him and asked him repeatedly, Prophesy, who hit you? Insulting him, they said many other horrible things against him. As morning came, the elders of the people, both chief priests and legal experts, came together. And Jesus was brought before their council. They said, If you are the Christ, tell us.
If I tell you, you won't believe. And if I ask you a question, you won't answer. But from now on, the Christ will be seated on the right side of the power of God.
They all said, Are you God's son then?
You say that I am.
Then they said, Why do we need further testimony? We've heard it from his own lips. The whole assembly got up and led Jesus to Pilate and began to accuse him. They said, "We have found this man misleading our people, opposing the payment of taxes to Caesar, and claiming that he is the Christ, a king." Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
"That's what you say."
Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no legal basis for action against this man." But they objected strenuously, saying, "He agitates the people with his teaching throughout Judea, starting from Galilee all the way here." Hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was from Herod's district, Pilate sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. Herod was very glad to see Jesus, for he had heard about Jesus and had wanted to see him for quite some time. He was hoping to see Jesus perform some sign. Herod questioned Jesus at length, but Jesus didn't respond to him. The chief priests and the legal experts were there, fiercely accusing Jesus. Herod and his soldiers treated Jesus with contempt. Herod mocked him by dressing Jesus in elegant clothes and sent him back to Pilate. Pilate and Herod became friends with each other that day. Before this, they had been enemies.
See him at the judgment of beaten, bound, revered, arraigned, over wormwood and the gall, over pangs his soul sustained, shun not suffering shame or loss,
pulpit side will be the right.
Then Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people. He said to them, but with one voice they shouted, "Away with this man!
Release Barabbas to us!"
Barabbas had been thrown into prison because of a riot that had occurred in the city, and for murder. Pilate addressed them again because he wanted to release Jesus. They kept shouting out,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
For the third time, Pilate said to them, but they were adamant, shouting their demand that Jesus be crucified. Their voices won out. Pilate issued his decision to grant their request. He released the one they asked for, who had been thrown into prison because of a riot and murder, but he handed Jesus over to their will.
Were you there when they crucified
as they led Jesus away, they grabbed Simon, a man from Cyrene, who was coming in from the countryside. They put the cross on his back and made him carry it behind Jesus. A huge crowd of people followed Jesus, including women who were mourning and wailing for him. Jesus turned to the women and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. Rather, cry for yourselves and for your children. The time will come when they will say, 'Happy are those who are unable to become pregnant, the wombs that never gave birth and the breasts that have never nursed a child.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' If they do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
They also led two other criminals to be executed with Jesus. When they arrived at the place called the Skull, they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing."
They drew lots as a way of dividing up his clothing. The people were standing around watching, but the leaders sneered at him, saying,
"He saved others. Let him save himself if he really is the Christ sent from God, the chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked him. They came up to him, offering him sour wine and saying,
"If you really are the King of the Jews, save yourself."
Above his head was a notice of the formal charge against him. It read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus insulted him.
"Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us."
Responding, the other criminal spoke harshly to him.
"Don't you fear God, seeing that you've also been arrested and sentenced to die? We are rightly condemned." "For we are receiving the appropriate sentence for what we did, but this man has done nothing wrong."
Then he said,
"Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
"I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise."
It was now about noon, and darkness covered the whole earth until about 3 o'clock, while the sun stopped shining. Then the curtain in the sanctuary tore down the middle. Crying out in a loud voice, Jesus said,
Father, into your hands I commend my life.
After he said this, he breathed for the last time. When the centurion saw what happened, he praised God, saying, It's really true. This man was righteous. All the crowds who had come together to see this event returned to their homes, beating their chests after seeing what had happened. And everyone who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance observing these things. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to ask Pilate for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learned from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of a rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid.
Quickly, we move from shouts of welcome and joyful procession to a hunger for death. How swiftly things change as we are distracted. Go this day, this week, holding fast to God's vision of goodness. Peace from the practice of justice, equity from the practice of respect, be overtaken by God's love. Pour God's love into this world. Amen.